This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Puerto Rico is in some economic difficulty, as you know, so this next sentence is not going to surprise you. The Puerto Rican government says 1,000 or so families move to Florida every month, a lot of them to Central Florida in particular. Marketplace's Andy Euler spent a week talking to people down there to get a sense of how this migration of American citizens, it has to be said, is changing that community.
A lot of newly arrived Puerto Ricans come to Kissimmee, near Orlando. County officials sometimes refer to it as the gateway to Disney World, which means there's a ton of motels lining its main road, Highway 192. But you're not going to mistake these for Disney resorts. They're budget motels built in the 70s and 80s. And it's where a lot of Puerto Rican families end up. Mike Steigerwald is the city manager.
We have an aspect of homelessness that is not recognized by the federal government as technically homelessness. What we're finding is that these folks are taking up residence in motel rooms, and they're not suitable for it.
Most of these motels, for example, don't have kitchens or separate bedrooms for the kids. Kissimmee's population has increased by 10,000 since 2010, nearly 20%. City officials are reluctant to say Puerto Rican migration is solely responsible, but there's no denying its role. You can see it along Highway 192, where a lot of shopping center billboards are in Spanish. There's even a restaurant, La Lechonera El Jibarito, that's painted like a Puerto Rican flag. During the Great Migration to the mainland after World War II, the majority that came over were laborers. They got service jobs in places like New York and Connecticut. Now that things are much worse on the island, it's not just unskilled workers migrating. A lot of the people moving here are teachers, engineers, or nurses. Again, Mike Steigerwald.
That initial wave of migrants were really here for the service industry. And what we're seeing now is more educated, more skilled workforce that is moving here from Puerto Rico.
He says most of today's migrants still end up getting jobs at Disney or at hotels because the degree they got in Puerto Rico might not be recognized here or their English isn't fluent enough. But there's no denying the advantages of moving here from Puerto Rico as opposed to immigrating from Mexico or Cuba. These folks are American citizens, which means getting work is much less complicated. Kevin Curtici grew up in Central Florida. We met at a restaurant called Puerto Rico's Cafe. He works in the restaurant business and says he sees tension between the Latino communities all the time.
You know, to put it simple, it's jealousy. It's really easy to come over here. You just get a plane ticket from Puerto Rico and jump right on board. Grab a job, get a license, and, you know, get whatever you need to do. Whereas, you know, coming from Mexico, it's a struggle for those guys.
Walter Burial says it's not that simple. He moved from the island 10 years ago.
It goes back to Puerto Ricans being considered immigrants when that is completely wrong. Automatically, because you speak Spanish, you're assumed to be an immigrant.
And Walter speaks Spanish most of the time. His English is great, but it's still his second language. Esther Rivera moved to Kissimmee with her husband and three kids 4 years ago. She says Puerto Ricans start learning English in grade school, but the majority don't practice, and they speak Spanish at home.
You don't practice because you don't have to. You are around the people. You don't have to practice the English. That's what I say. You get stuck because you don't have to. You don't get forced to use it.
She was a nurse on the island and her husband was unemployed. Now he's a janitor at Disney and his salary lets her stay at home with the kids. This year, they moved out of Kissimmee.
There is like a city. It's inside the city. There's too many Puerto Ricans there. There's too many Latins there. The opportunities are less because everyone wants to work. So that was the major thing that we decide we can't stay here because it's going to be the same thing like Puerto Rico.
Most of the folks I met were born on the island and told me they consider themselves Puerto Ricans living in Florida, not Floridians. And almost to a person, they want to get back to the island. That is, if things get better there. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.